How's it going, everybody? So, I am going to be discussing the second season of Russian Doll today. So, if you haven't seen it, I'm spoiling it in the first 5 seconds of the episode. So, this is your warning. I am discussing Russian Doll season 2, starring Natasha Lyonne and a couple other people, like Charlie Burnett. I'm forgetting his last name. He plays Alan. All right. Enjoy the ad. Season 1 was Groundhog's Day, where Natasha Lyonne and Alan are stuck in a time loop where they constantly die, and they are trying to figure out process trauma, I guess, is like the impetus. Well, this season we are discussing family trauma or inherited trauma, and it hits differently than season 1. I think there's less jokes to be had. I think that there's, because like the visual gag of just Natasha Lyonne and the other actor just dying, even though they managed to build up the stakes of it in that, like, each successive run-through, food was rotting, people were different, things were deteriorating. That's my first gripe with season 2, is that the stakes are not as evident. And the issue I have is that there's no sign that because of the, like, this is a time travel story. So season 1 was Groundhog's Day. Season 2 is I Am My Own Grandmother. Literally, both Alan and Nadia are their own grandmother at one point. So, by taking the subway to a particular, random destination, they end, like, versus Nadia, she ends up back in 1982, before she was born, and then, turns out she is her mom. Okay. Then Alan, who I think makes his first appearance in episode 3, he is, or, maybe not, but Alan is, he's like stuck in, like, by the way, it's 4 years later, like, because in the season 1, Nadia was turning 36, and in this season, she's turning 40. It's, Alan has issues, like, he doesn't know what to do with himself, and Nadia, to an extent, like, the show's used time travel or time loops as a device to, like, deal with, like, certain concepts, and what I would have liked, well, first of all, this season's only 7 episodes. Last year, season 1 was 8, season 2 is 7, but because season 1 had so many, like, time resets, like, they could play around with. Like, there was more fun to be had. The deal with season 2 is the problem is history is set in stone. If it will happen, it's going to happen. And Nadia tries to fight it. She tries to fight it as her mom. She tries to fight it as her grandmother. And Which leads to the culmination of is like, I'm just gonna like steal myself, because Nadia ends up giving birth to herself as her mother. Yes, and thematically it works. And like for the last episode, she just steals herself, and then time gets all fucked up because. Like, the rule is that Nadia, it can travel back in time on the subway and forward in time. However, because she's given birth to herself, she manages, like, beforehand, she couldn't take anything with her. She couldn't take something from 1982 into 2022. But she could, though, bring herself, which she does. So, baby Nadia in 2022 fucks up time completely, to which... Alan is like, why the fuck did you do that? Like, he's trying to be the voice of reason, and even then, there's no, like, there's forces at play, but there's no man in the white suit, like, with all the monitors in the second Matrix movie. There's no architect, there's no wizard, there's no Oz behind the curtain. So, the things play out, and unfortunately, if season one was triumph, season two is tragedy, because I will give these writers credit. Like, I am not, like, the biggest expert on time travel, but their logic, to me, is impeccable for... several reasons. One, all time happens at the same progress. So even though Nadia is going back in time on the subway, 2022 is still happening. And it's all happening at the same rate. So when Nadia is in the past, she's missing things in the present. And even though, there's issues going on, that she really would, she's thinking to herself that she can fix, go back in time and just be like, hey, and meanwhile, Alan the whole time is like, haven't you, seen any movie about time travel and known that, you can't mess with the past because you may not exist afterwards? To which the TV show responds, no, what is supposed to happen will happen. And, the show, has hinted at, like, they're gonna have, like, a multi-season arc, which I'm all for that. If season one was a time loop, season two was, it was a loop, but it wasn't, as simple as, like, thematically, like, season one was getting yourself right. Season two, reckoning and accepting, your family and, like, what brought you to that point. Because Alan is also, dealing with the same things. Like, he has to, like, live his life. He says it in the show at one point. It's like to his grandmother who... By the way, is probably one of the, you meet Alan's grandmother in 1962 East Berlin. Then you see her at the end, who's like realized, but you also realize that Nadia met Alan's grandmother as, which by the way, I don't know if she thought she was dead. or if she needed subway fare, but she gives her a quarter. I was like, pay the ferryman. I don't know. Maybe a quarter back in the day was the subway fares. God, I missed like 25 cent subway fares. But the show is good. I'm not going to deny that it's good. Like, the logic is impeccable. Like, the pacing of it is not bad. If I had one issue, it feels like a ride. It feels like, it's not bad. Like, I've had this thing about, like, bad roller coasters can be, or bad movies can be good roller coasters. Like, you know what's going to happen. You're up, down, in, out, upside down. It's like, it's about the ride. This one is better. However, there was no, it didn't hint at the possibilities, because supposedly the creators were hinting at the concept of the time loop happened for the same people, but other people, other Nadias, other Allens could have gotten out of the time loop, and that they would be running around. Now, I really hope that's a season three, because I don't think they had the room to figure out whether or not, like, because don't forget, the last episode of season one was episode 8. Alan and Nadia have two distinct worlds that they have to beat the time loop out of. So you see the worlds converge in the two split screens. However, there's still two worlds, which, by the way, is also hinted at in the show again, because last episode of season two, when Nadia steals herself and brings her, collapses time, there's Alan in the blue world where it's water, it's like a certain kind of columns, and then there's Nadia in the red world with her baby self, and she has to give herself back to her timeline and all that. Like, they have, like, this little moment of acceptance and all that stuff, and the nice thing about season two is, like the little touches of just, like Nadia had her grandma, who had her friend, who had her, also had, who had her two friends. Then you had Nora, who's her mom, Chloe Savini. I really wish they gave Chloe Savini more to do, or Savigny, whatever. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. I'm doing this based off memory of how I think your name is pronounced. Well, anyway, so for the most part, like, it's like physical acting. There's only like two episodes where she, like, the last episode she has like a line, and then things I wish they could have done. I wish they could have, like, but then they just set it up like whatever is supposed to happen will happen. Now, the nature of, like, what was supposed to happen, like, the having the money, because basically, Nadia, like, she's taking this opportunity as a way to improve her life from the beginning, and in the process, she gets to experience what her mom experienced, because, There's this one moment where you kind of get like that sense that like the thing that happened with time loop, if you were in there too long, things went awry. But also, in this one, it's not that. It's like, if you are that person, you will be that person. And they did it with the mom because Nadia at one point goes nuts. And she sees her mom with her. And that's the one time Chloe Sevigny actually got to, like, I don't know about have fun, but, Nadia starts pulling, like, bugs out of her skin, but that was something her mom, which, by the way, I don't remember if I forgot that or if they hinted at it early on, but just the concept, Natasha Lyonne does a really good job of that, she's at a certain point she goes nuts and it's just like her character after the time loop from 4 years prior, I think she's just too passive, I guess. Like, she says it out loud, it's like, when the universe decides to fuck with you, just let it. It just felt like that's why it felt like a ride, even though like there were certain things she could have tried. There was like little things here and there, like talking to Ruth about like, hey, invest in this, invest in that. There was one thing that I wish we could have gotten, which was, why is Ruth friends with Nora? Like, explain that one to me. Like, that's the one where I'm just saying to myself, it's like, give me something that, I know, like, this is a character that, is a good person unconditionally, but give me something. Give me a reason why Ruth is awesome to the grandmother's friend I get completely. It's like they escaped Nazi occupied Hungary together. Like that makes sense. So season 3, what I would like, I want them to play with the alternate timelines because I think, let's say that the season 1, you got Alan A. and Nadia A. They were both together in the time loop. However, then it splits, so they have to meet up with each other, and then it converges. I don't think it converged. I just think that there's two parallel timelines where. It's Alan A, Nadia B, Nadia A, Alan B. And then let's take that a step further and just say, the number of times that things could have also happened. So, I don't know. Just, because if season 1 was the present, season 2 was the past... how are you going to play with the future, guys? Like, the you that you could be is something I think would be very interesting to have explored. So, if you haven't already, go watch Russian Doll Season 2. I really, really, really want to see a third season of this. The level of craft that the people are bringing to this is really good. And I want to see one more of it. So, peace.